This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Feed Forum Friday, we look at young calves, particularly the first month of life, very vulnerable because they're exposed to disease on the farm. And today, Dr. Mike Hutchins looks at four factors that can help with raising young calves. Mike?
Today's Feed Forum will discuss early signs of sick calves. Recently, a really neat paper was presented by Dr. Sarah Morrison at the Meinert Institute in Chazy, New York, discussing factors and things to be watching for with sick calves. Young calves are very vulnerable, Bill, because they are exposed to diseases on the farm, and depending on the level of colostrum and the ability to absorb those immune globulins, they may or may not have much disease protection. So Sarah mentioned four factors to look at. The first one would be a slower intake of milk or milk replacer. Simply means that the calf, instead of aggressively sucking the nipple or drinking out of the bucket, they play with the nipple, they're reluctant to dive into it, and that's not a good sign, especially if historically they've been pretty aggressive with the feeding program. Second of all, may refuse to consume milk or milk replacer, and that's going to be a real problem, because that is a source of both nutrients and also water to prevent dehydration. And that's the real concern we're going to be looking at here in just a few minutes, or just a lack of consistency. So today the calf is drinking all its milk, and then tomorrow morning it decides to drink only a third of it or half of it as far as that goes. A real factor to monitor, and that means you've got to be watching these calves, thirdly, would be fecal consistency or manure consistency. Generally, these calves will have kind of a pudding-like excretion that will occur, and if they have diarrhea, look out, now we got big problems, because now we're pumping out fluids and we're also losing electrolytes at the same time. So monitoring fecal scores, and of course, fourthly, signs of dehydration. This is the one that will really cause death loss and damage to the calf. On the farm, there are probably two things that I use, and I grew up in Wisconsin on our Green Bay Dairy Farm. First of all, monitoring the eyes itself. When you start seeing the eyes having sinking back into the skull of the animal or disappearing from the corner of the eye, if it's sinking in more than 2 millimeters, that calf now is dehydrating, and so she needs to have some intervention at this point. If it sinks more than 4 millimeters, you better be ready to move as far as that goes. Perhaps an easier thing for some of us to monitor would be a simple thing called the skin tent test. Simply means at the neck of the calf, you pull the skin away from the neck of the animal, and it should snap right back if the calf is dehydrated. If it takes more than 2 seconds, it's a pretty good idea that there is dehydration occurring. And if it takes more than 6 seconds, look out. This calf has lost a lot of fluids, and she needs to be treated very quickly as far as that goes. So what are some of the strategies? Well, obviously, number one, you got to monitor the calves and have a good recording system. That's where some of the electronic calf feeding systems work well, because they monitor the amount and frequency of calf consumption. Second of all, look for first signs that can occur on these calves and be ready to move in with electrolytes and the normal feeding of milk and milk replacers. That's a mistake made on some farms. Farmers will pull the milk away or milk replacers, or we're going to starve the bacteria out, and actually really does more damage than benefit at this point. So do not reduce feed intake, in this case milk or milk replacer. And then finally, let's take body temperature, because that will give us a clue that if this calf has got an infection and some type of treatment with the veterinarian would be warranted as well. So our take-home message, Bill, the first month is critical for these young calves. Be ready to monitor these calves and have some type of protocol if we start seeing problems and dehydration occur. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket, because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Coming up on Monday here on Dairy Radio, our Milky Monday with Lee Melke, his guest, analyst Matt Gould from the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter. Matt will give us some perspective on the African swine fever that's been hitting China, and also his projections for U.S. milk prices later this year. Join us for our Milky Monday. Until then, have a great weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.